You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Now, if you have mobile devices, add Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. It is Tuesday morning, the 23rd day of September of 2025. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but today we got a couple of guests joining us to start things off here on this Tuesday, and it's time to start thinking about some of those winter activities. I know some of you probably are saying, no, not yet, but doggone it, time does fly, and one of the great, terrific aspects here in central Wisconsin are the different kind of activities you can be involved in, and we are very fortunate to have a wonderful facility for curling here in Wausau. And to talk a little bit about it, very happy to welcome back Jim Force. Jim, good to see you again.
Hello, good morning.
And you brought a guest with you, Tucker Diedrich.
Yeah, hello. Hey. Hi.
Great to have you here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I lose my headphones.
Let's jump right in, because coming up, it's basically the start of the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're concerned about the start of curling season. When does the curling really start to heat up around here? I should say cool off, not heat up. But
Well, we're putting in the ice as we speak. So the ice, they turned on the compressors. They started getting some layers of ice down last week. And then they'll keep building up that ice. And it's going to be about mid-October is when the excitement really starts to hit, when we have people actually at the club. They're learning to curl. They're getting ready for the season. And then it's beginning of November, end of October is when we really start getting into league play. And basically through St. Patrick's Day, we're up and running, and we're firing on all cylinders.
How many leagues do you have nowadays? Maybe recently, I guess last year, and maybe what you're thinking about this year.
Yeah, we have basically starting at 5:30, we have two leagues happening every night except Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So we have a 5:30 league on Mondays and a 7:30 league on Mondays, and that's Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. We have a Friday league, we have a Sunday league, and then every morning is when we have just open curling, where anyone who's a member can drop by and we just do pickup games in the mornings on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And Jim, let's step back a little bit and talk about how all this came together, because this facility, the Wausau Curling Club itself, where were the seeds planted for curling that's become such a big aspect here in central Wisconsin?
Well, curling in Wausau goes back a long, long way. We've been able to trace it to the early 1900s, 1905, 1910, when local businessmen basically were curling, first on the Wisconsin River and then later on the ice on the tennis courts at the old Y. And around 1920, they started to look for an indoor facility. Obviously, if you're curling, you need ice, and if you're outdoors, the ice is, you know, it could be melting, it could be not good, so they sought an indoor facility. One of the active curlers was also on the county board and active in the Marathon Park area, so they were able to set aside one of the buildings that was used for the fair in the summertime and make that into a curling barn or a curling rink in the wintertime. Took a lot of work because every year they had to redo things. It was not ideal, but it lasted for a long, long time, almost 100 years, that Wausau curled at Marathon Park. In 2012, we opened the new Wausau Curling Center on Curling Way down behind the cemetery on Wausau's southeast side. That was due to the generosity of the community. Foundations, corporations, individuals, families came forward and built a multi-million dollar curling facility, which today ranks as one of the best in the United States.
You're talking about time flying. I didn't realize it was 2012. Right. I mean, it really does fly right on by. And Tucker, really good timing here, because as you talked about the start of the new season's coming up, and for folks that say, well, you know, I might be interested, but I've really never curled. I want maybe they have friends that are involved in it like that. And one of the reasons you're here today is to talk about some Learn the Curl classes that are coming up with the Wausau Curling Club and at the Wausau Curling Center.
Yeah, we're offering a lot more opportunities this year for people to come to the curling center and learn how to curl. We're actually starting off with some open houses where people who just want to drop by and just see our facility and kind of get a feel for what the curling club is like and see some games in action. You don't necessarily have to get on the ice right away. If you bring a clean pair of shoes, we'll get you on the ice and we'll teach you how to maybe try to get the rock down the other end of the ice. But it's really just a good way to introduce you and kind of stop by and see what it's all about. And then we have our formal Learn to Curl sessions that are going to be happening where we actually do provide more in-depth instruction about how to deliver a stone, the sweeping, the game, how to score an end. You know, that's like those are the big things that everyone wants to do. So we're kind of trying to do more where we can get more people through the doors and then really try to find people that, you know, if they're just kind of like on the fence, they can kind of come by, see what it's all about. And then the people who are really into it and really want to learn, we have those opportunities as well.
It starts with the open house, doesn't it?
Correct.
When is this open house?
So the open house we have is going to be on October 11th, and that's going to run from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can just drop by anytime you want. There's no set time that you have to be there by, or you know, when you know, you can just stop by, get a little tour of the facility. You can actually see some curling in action. And as I said, if you bring a clean pair of shoes, we'll let you go on the ice and we'll even give you a chance to try to get a rock down the other to the other end.
And there's three different Learn to Curl classes or events coming up.
Correct. Yeah, we have three Learn to Curl events. Those are going to be on October 13th and October 15th, Monday and Wednesday. Those are going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. Check-in is going to be about 5:30. That's going to include the full instruction, learning about the gameplay, and then the socializing afterwards, which is always a big part of the curling, because you got to sit with the team that you played against, sit there and socialize and have a few drinks afterwards. And then we will also be having a Learn to Curl on October 20th as well at the same time, 6 to 8 p.m.
We will have more with Jim Force and Tucker Diedrich from the Wausau Curling Club in our next segment of the WXEO Morning Report at 7:22. But coming up next, it's a top-of-the-hour update. News, weather, sports, everything you need to know at the top and bottom of every hour here on WXEO. And then after that, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXEO.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyful.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You obviously deal with a lot of the folks that are going to be part of these Learn to Curl events. And Jim, you're part of what's going on at the Curling Club. You have the youth with the high school kids who participate. And then you talk about the senior events. It really is something around here that does connect with folks of all ages.
Yeah, I mean, the Sunday League, I call it the family league. It's not necessarily for families per se, but that is a league where you see people of all ages participating. It's families, the mom and the dad, the two kids playing. I've played against a team where it was a dad, his dad, and then their grandson's son playing, whooping up on us because they've all got all this curling experience. But it's multi-generational at almost every level of league play as well. And I think that's what the great thing about curling is it doesn't matter what your age is. Like, you can play the game and you can play against anybody as well. You got to get the rock down the ice. You can hit any rock out. You're not going one-on-one against somebody like in basketball where you could be playing someone who's way taller than you or anything like that. It's a game that lends itself to people of different abilities, different of ages playing and just enjoying the game. And I think that's the most important thing, is like there's a respect and camaraderie to curling that lends itself to all ages and all abilities playing at once.
Let me follow up on that. I didn't mention the junior curling. On Sunday afternoons in November, December, we have junior curling. These are youngsters as young as 8 years old, and they will have their own Bonspiel at the end of December, their own little tournament. At the other end of the age scale, and that's where I come in because I'm a senior, we have senior curling.
Mm-hmm.
The seniors curl on Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning in that open league. And we have some folks who are well into their 80s. The secret to senior curling, and I would encourage seniors who want to stay active here in the community during the winter to come out and take a look at this, we curl with a stick. It's a push stick. It's not unlike shuffleboard. other words, we hook our stick to the stone, we walk, or some people kind of jog up to the line and let the stone go. Mm-hmm. So they can curl without having to slide and get down on the ice, and that's difficult for seniors in many cases. All ages, as Tucker has said.
Let me ask both of you, because you both have great experience with curling. For folks that are just starting, yes, but there's also, again, you say, you know, different levels. What is the most important skill in curling?
Well, let me jump in here. I think the most important aspect of curling is sportsmanship. It is a game in which you do not get angry, you do not get mad at missing a shot, you do not get upset with your opponent if they beat you. We're always shaking hands. So every curling match that you see, at the start, everyone shakes hands, and at the end, everyone shakes hands. And as Tucker has mentioned, it's very common to put your brooms and sticks aside and go in and have a cup of coffee or have a beer.
And Tucker, what's the first thing that you teach at these learning events?
How to be safe on the ice. I mean, as much as we kid around, it is very important. Yeah. Like, it is, you know, you have a slider on your foot, and it's really important to know, like, hey, you need to make sure that you're not stepping on the ice first with that. So it's really about, like, how to be safe on the ice, because that is the big thing always that people always say, like, oh, I might fall, I might slip. And surprisingly, the ice isn't as slippery as, like, hockey ice, which is really flat. It is pebbled. Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of a texture that makes it a little bit easier to walk on with just regular tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. But it is safety first. But then it's all about how to properly deliver a stone, how to transfer your weight into the stone so you can get it down the ice, and really just kind of working on the mechanics and how to do that. And then to, you know, what an important skill to have is, you know, is that, you know, sportsmanship. But I think just having a good open mind, because it's not, we watch curling on TV and everyone's like, oh, that looks so easy. You know, they're just sliding on the ice and they're pushing this rock. But it does take some time to really, you know, get into that curler's pose and really kind of fine tune how you're going to deliver the stone. You know, it mm-hmm. is a lot like golf, where you have to kind of like time your swing in golf and kind of get your mechanics down. There is an aspect to that as well. So I think having an open mind, especially for new curlers, having an open mind, knowing that it's going to be tough, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be fun, and you have a lot of good support. Everyone who's curling at the club learned from someone mm-hmm. who curled at the club, and that person learned from someone mm-hmm. who learned from the club. So it's a thing that's just passed along from member to member. So if you have that open mind of just like, hey, I'm here to learn, I'm here to have fun, anyone can be successful in the game.
And coming up this winter, I'm sure a lot of everybody involved with curling is excited for the Olympic Games. And one of the storylines we've seen the last couple of Winter Olympics is just how popular mm-hmm. the coverage of curling is. I've seen so many different stories about how the numbers for curling are, you know, you go away from the prime time, you know, mm-hmm. Olympic coverage, the people that search out and find which of the cable, because they spread them out over so many different channels, people find where the curling is and they just watch it, and the numbers have been just fantastic. Do you guys look at this as an opportunity again, that every 4 years you have this spotlight that does come to curling during the Winter Olympics? That does that have an effect? Have you been able to see folks get involved after, say, an Olympic Games to be involved in curling here in Central Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after the 2022 Olympics, that was the first year that I started running our Learn to Curls, and I put on 2 Learn to Curls that were completely full after, like, while the Olympics were happening. So we see a noticeable bump not only in the participation of people wanting to learn to curl, but then we also see a bump in people signing up to become members after those seasons as well. So it's really exciting when, you know, we can kind of draft off of the success of the Olympics. And we also get a lot of support from USA Curling. You know, they, you know, as a member of USA Curling, the Wausau Curling Club, we actually get some resources to kind of help us do better with promoting the Learn to Curls, how to teach properly. You know, that was one of my big goals last year, was, you know, becoming certified in instructing so that we can teach people properly, so that they can learn to curl and they can actually get in playing a game as fast as possible. Because I think for a lot of people, you know, they see a game, it's like, well, I just want to do the sweeping. I want to throw the rocks. I want to do takeouts. But it's like, well, you have to also learn how to properly deliver the stone so you can do those things. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, that was my big goal, was just making sure that we can get that instruction to people so that they can be successful on the ice, and then they can get into having fun and doing those games. But yeah, it's always a great benefit every 4 years getting the Olympics to give us a little bit of a boost, and then you know, towards the end of the season, that's when we see a lot of interest. And then it's in the next season where we get that bump in membership.
We will have a few more moments with Jim Force and Tucker Diedrich of the Wausau Curling Club talking about upcoming events to start the new season in our next segment of the WXCO Morning Report at 7:52. Coming up, another farm report, an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. They're very fortunate to have a terrific venue, the Wausau Curling Club. And we're talking about the upcoming events, including some chances for you to learn to curl with Jim Force and Tucker Diedrich of the Wausau Curling Club. And Jim starts off by talking again about some of the opportunities with the club.
Just about every weekend, Tucker mentioned the leagues going on during the week, but just about every weekend we have a Bonspiel of some kind. We have a women's Bonspiel. We have the Badger Games. We have that senior men's competition. These are opportunities for people to come out and watch. Mm-hmm. These are free. They're open to the public. We have a very nice viewing area, theater seating. We also have television monitors so you can see the action on the ice on the TV monitor. You can watch through the glass wall. It's not cold. It's comfortable in the seating area. We have our bar and our kitchen there, so oftentimes there are drinks or snacks. Mm. So if the public is interested in curling, as I know they are, they can watch it on TV, but they can also come out to the curling club and see some pretty good curling as well.
And we also have our streaming as well. So last year was our first year where all of the games from every league and some of our Bonspiels were actually live streamed on YouTube. So anyone who goes to YouTube and searches Wausau Curling Club or Wausau Curling TV, you can find some of the live feeds. And I think that's been a huge benefit for our members as well, because you can go back and kind of see if you had a really cool shot, like, oh, look at this shot I did. I'm guilty of that, going back and seeing like, oh, I did a really cool double takeout. I got to show my wife if she missed it. Or like when you miss horribly, it's like, what did I do wrong on that shot? You know, I think it's really helped just kind of not only help our curlers as well, they can kind of go back and relive some shots, but the people that live out of town that, you know, like, especially with like our high school curlers, you know, they, you know, someone from Point coming to Wausau, they can actually see, you know, their kids, if they can't make it to that game, they can actually see them play. And that's a huge benefit, not just for our club, but for the surrounding clubs as well, and the people in central Wisconsin.
Let's get back to wrap it up about folks who may get hooked here and they say, well, I want to learn how to do this and be part of one of these events coming up, as you said, on Monday the 13th of October, Wednesday the 15th of October, and Monday the 20th of October, and of course go to the open house on Saturday October 11th. But how do they sign up? Is there any cost involved? What are the details that people need to know about these Learn to Curl events?
Yeah, so all the Learn to Curls, you can sign up at wausaucurling.org. We have a specific link for every night, so if you want to sign up for the Monday ones or the Wednesday one, there's a specific link for that. It is $10 to do the Learn to Curls, but you can pay when you get there. You can pay online right away. But if you're going to become a member, if I've had people where it's like, I'm going to become a member, like they have the mindset, I'm going to be a member first, I'm going to sign up, and then I'm going to actually learn how to curl. And that's definitely possible. If you become a member, then you're $10, that you're a member already, so you don't have to pay the $10. But if you're interested in learning, it's $10, and then we usually try to find a way to get you that $10 back if you do become a member as well from that Learn to Curl. And I'm also going to be encouraging people that if they sign up for one of the Learn to Curls and they really like it, to come back to another Learn to Curl, and that one will be free if they come back and they just want to practice again or be a part of the class again. So really trying to encourage people not only just to do the one, but if they really like it and they want to try to get better and they, you know, try to really, you know, seal the deal, like come back for one more, that one's going to be free. So we just want to get people through the doors. You know, the only really reason that we do kind of some sort of charge is we do provide some drinks, we do provide some snacks afterwards. But you know, we do have limited capacity on these because we want to keep another reason why we're doing a lot more of the Learn to Curl is we're trying to keep the attendance numbers to be a little bit more manageable. So there's a little bit more one-on-one time with instructors and with people so that they can get up and running a lot faster as well.
Anything else you would want to add about these events and anything else about the upcoming season, Jim?
Well, a lot of people don't know where the curling club is. And I say, well, if you go to the east end of Kent Street and turn left, you'll find the curling barn. It's right across from the big People State Bank soccer fields. Mm-hmm. It's on a street called Curling Way. Mm-hmm. If you come downtown Line Road, it's just west of the cheese factory there, and you follow the railroad tracks around, and we're down behind the cemetery and across from the soccer fields.
I know it all east because I drive that route every day to go home and come back to work. So I go right past there.
Yeah, and just, you know, for people who are interested in becoming a member and are brand new to curling, we have leagues specific for new curlers. Hmm. So we have a rookie league that's on Wednesday nights. That is for all of our new members, like for anyone who's a new member. Like, that's the league just for them. If you're a new member, you can be in any league you want, but this one is more for people who are brand new to curling. We have people who have curled for years who help teach the rookies during this league. We have a lot more on-ice instructors. Mm-hmm. So that is a great opportunity. If you're new to the game, you can participate in that. And then we also have what is called a 5 and under league, which means 5 years or less of experience. So that is a league where you have to... You have to be brand new, basically. Right. So there's not going to be someone who's been curling for 20 years, knows how to do all these cool, you know, takeout shots off of 7 rocks or anything like that. It's really for people who are been curling for maybe like 2 or 3 years, and they're trying to curl against more people of their ability. Mm-hmm. So that's also another really good opportunity for people who are new to the club and new to curling. And that's what we're trying to foster at the curling club is like, yeah, you learned how to curl, but then what do you do next? So it's exactly. You want to become a member, and then we have leagues that will help get you into the game a little bit more. And then as you learn to play, then you can get into more of the, you know, more men, you know, some of the men's league or the mm-hmm. women's league. We have a great opportunity this year where we have a Monday early league. That's what we call an open league, which means men and women are playing against each other of various teams and abilities. Mm. So a great opportunity. That's the first year we've done it where we have an open league on Monday in the early slot. So we have a lot of it's really exciting, really excited for the season because it's going to be another fun year at the curling club.
Fantastic. Again, you can get great information by going to the website wasacurling.org. That's wasacurling.org. Get information on signing up for these events to always be able to see the schedule of upcoming events as well. And should be, again, another wonderful winter for everybody involved in curling here in central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Terrific, Jim Force. Always great to see you.
Thank you.
And again, Tucker Diedrich, thank you for coming on by as well.
Appreciate it.
Take advantage of these terrific opportunities here in central Wisconsin. So, again, thanks to Jim and Tucker for giving us that information. Got a top-of-the-hour news update and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 8:22 for another WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And good morning once again. The time is 8:22. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine out there and a temperature of 55 degrees. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welch. It's our final WXCO Morning Report segment of this Tuesday morning, September the 23rd of 2025. Are you ready to learn the curl now after getting all that information this morning?
It was a lot of cool information. I think I might actually have to give it a try.
I've actually thought maybe I will go to one of those classes because it's something that, you know, during the winter time, I'm not sure how much I'll be able to because I'm pretty busy with high school sports.
Right.
But at the same time, at some point, going to be at the level we'll have to slow down in that respect, but you mm-hmm. want to stay active and maybe meet new people. And it sounds like a great opportunity
Absolutely.
In so many different ways. So, again, check out our show notes at the end of the show. We will have, as we do every day, posted at WXCO.FM under the news category, the WXCO Morning Report. We will have in its entirety, in fact, unedited. We had a little more with our discussion. We will have that posted unedited, along with the podcast of this morning's Morning Report. Plus, I will have a link to the website for the Wausau Curling Club and other information for you to be able to take advantage of a great facility and a great sport here in north central Wisconsin. again, there's so much that we are able to do here in North Central Wisconsin. And of course, one of the things is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater. Free. No cost, unless you want to make a donation, which is, I think, a very worthy thing to do as well. But at the Grand Theater, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings,
that's right.
Center Stage will be presenting its annual show.
Yep.
And it's fantastic. And one of the people that knows a lot about it is Ian Welsh, because you are part of the Center Stage Show Group and Choir, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you will be on stage at the Grand Theater this week, and you are in the midst of final preparations, final rehearsals.
We are. Last night was our first tech rehearsal at the Grand Theater, and we still have things to work on. But overall, last night was a lot of fun and very productive. It will definitely be a great show, especially with a live audience. It'd be good to get that energy and their reactions as well.
And we will learn more about this production coming up tomorrow morning here on the show. We will be talking to a pair of the members of the Center Stage Group. And I just want to make sure, who is this coming in? Reese, Arthun, and Kayla. Reese. I have to remember that. Reese. Arthun and Kayla Mitchell. Is that correct?
I believe it's Mitchell.
Mitchell. Okay. Man, you got two names to really test me. But we will have Reese and Kayla tomorrow morning starting at 6:52 to learn more about the production coming up this week. And I'm sure you will be involved in it as well, because you have great information. So we'll have three members of the group talking about it tomorrow morning. And we'll also be talking to Quinn Sushan. She is the business manager of the Marathon County Literacy Council, and they have an adult spelling bee that's coming up on October the 7th. An adult spelling bee, you say? Well, it is something that sounds, again, very, very interesting. It's for a great cause. We'll learn more about the Marathon County Literacy Council, learn about this adult spelling bee, and more as well. So we have a big morning of terrific interviews tomorrow during our part of the program, the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. So we will learn tomorrow. We will learn about what's going on with on the stage. We'll learn about what's going on with the Literacy Council and something about the Literacy Council. I didn't know a lot of this information before I started being contacted by Quinn. But, I mean, if you're somebody that is looking to learn in some way, and they are there, and they're right here downtown, right next to Yankee Bookstore. So, again, I encourage you to make sure you tune in tomorrow morning to make sure that you find out about that. Yes. And also get ready to maybe be part of the spelling bee. And it's really an event for the entire family. It's an adult spelling bee, but the kids can be involved in it as well. So it
should be a lot of fun.
It should be.
Absolutely. Right?
So, again, lots of fun activities to talk about. Also, make sure you tune in during the course of today. Isabella Nieto, our new news reporter, yesterday there was an event in the Wausau area, in Weston, in fact. Senator Tammy Baldwin paid a visit, and Isabella was there. I got some sound from Tammy Baldwin. So make sure that you tune in during the course of the day during our newscast at the top and bottom of the hour, talking about local constituents impacted by the GOP taking away Affordable Care Act tax breaks. So very important information. Make sure you tune in during the course of our news updates with Isabella. And, of course, we have local news at the top and bottom of every hour. And also, we will be talking about, during the course of this week, tomorrow evening in Wausau, Tom Tiffany will have an announcement. It sounds like Tom Tiffany will be running for governor. So we'll have some thoughts on that as we continue. We'll wait for it to become official, but then some thoughts about that as well.
So, certainly.
Lots of interesting stuff going on. Also interesting each and every day is our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And today it's time for you to, what, you were right yesterday, correct?
Yep. One for one.
So right one now. For one so far this week. If he gets today right, that means he already clinches a passing grade for the week, because he gets three choices, one of which is correct, 33%. Anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything that's more right than wrong for the week is a winning week. 4 out of 5 for the week is an A grade, and 5 out of 5 is a gold star perfect week. Number for the day today, the number of languages in the world.
Number of languages.
Approximately. number of languages in the world.
Okay.
Your choices are 3,000 languages, 5,000 languages, 7,000 languages. How many languages approximately are there in the world? 3,000, 5,000, 7,000.
You know, I'm going to say 5,000. I'm going to say 5,000 is my final answer.
There are approximately 7,000 languages in the world. One for two. You're not bad yet. So we'll try to get you over that hump for the passing grade tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely.
So again, lots on the plate tomorrow. Hopefully you can join us. Back to Pat Kreitlow coming up. Ian, have a good rest of your day and a good rehearsal tonight.
Thank you, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And stick around after an information update. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.